It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by a Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are visiting today with Hillsborough Mayor Pro Tem Matt Hughes. Matt, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well, Andrew, and I'm excited to be here with you. This is the first time I've been in the studio with you, I think, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so you probably don't remember this, but you were in, the last time you were in studio, I think, was like one of the first days I was in studio but I was just lurking in the shadows.
That's
I spoke.
You were shadowing, right? Yes. I remember that.
I think I was just holding my breath and trying not to mess anything up at that point. Well, it's been a while since we've checked in with Hillsborough, and since the last time we talked with anyone from Hillsborough, we've had the intercity visit, where it sounds like a lot of the town board was off in other parts of the state learning about what's going on there. So what were your takeaways from the intercity visit?
There were a lot of takeaways. You're right, five of our six members went out to Asheville. We had a pit stop over in Winston-Salem. And in both Winston-Salem and Asheville, I think the takeaway really was, in Winston-Salem in particular, really how they seem to have perfected bringing in a university, bringing in a community college, local government, to create this innovation quarter that can really be used to not only be a source of education, but also economic development and really a hub for ideas and innovation. In Asheville, I really feel like they kind of have perfected the way of collaborating between the governments, whether it's Buncombe County, City of Asheville, the nonprofit sector, on a whole host of issues, whether it's supporting artists or economic development or affordable housing. They have a few more tools in their toolbox than we do in terms of how to fund those initiatives, because they are a city and a county that bring in a lot of revenues. Just bringing to mind the fact that, you know, the Biltmore Estate alone probably brings in a ton of property tax to Buncombe County and Asheville that we don't have. I mean, the university would probably be that equivalent, but they are a nonprofit organization. So, you know, they have a few more financial tools to help with those projects and help with those ideas. But it was comforting and also frustrating a little bit to know that so many communities around the state are still dealing with a lot of the problems that we have about expanding transit opportunities, about affordable housing and combating homelessness and all of those issues. So it was really great to see other communities tackling those same issues that we have.
We're visiting with Matt Hughes from Hillsborough. And I know when I talked to Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, he mentioned a similar thing in that he really liked how they were able in Asheville to bring in so many different entities for collaboration. He said that was one of the things on his mind when he came back, was how Orange County can start working together more amongst the different kind of government groups. I'm just curious, on your end, what does that look like for a town like Hillsborough? If you're like, we need to have more of these conversations that are kind of interjurisdictional.
Yeah, and I think Hillsborough and Carrboro are really good examples, and I've been speaking with a few county commissioners about this as well, where if we're talking about issues about affordable housing or mental health, that our budgets are too small. Even though Carrboro is twice the size that we are and their budget is approximately that same amount, though they don't pay for a water utility as we do in Hillsborough, there definitely is a collective action problem that needs to be solved. And part of that is going to be teaming up with at least Orange County, you know, whether we're talking about mental health services and having more social workers out there. And those folks can also be the ones that are working with our homeless population or unhoused population, those who are in crisis. I mean, there's so much that I think can be done that as small jurisdictions, we're not able to do on our own. And being able to bring, you know, at least three, if not four, of those jurisdictions together to tackle those problems will be very, very critical. And I think that extends to economic development and several other topics and issues as well.
And we are visiting with Matt Hughes from Hillsborough. He is the mayor pro tem of Hillsborough and also on the town board of commissioners. Along those lines of kind of collaborations happening in Orange County that would have a benefit for Hillsborough, I wanted to talk about the Orange County Transit Plan. And we've been talking about this in the newsroom a little bit. Folks here in Chapel Hill tend to take the Chapel Hill Transit for granted. But what would Orange County Transit, what would this plan mean for a town like Hillsborough?
I definitely think that the amendment to this plan could be very beneficial to Hillsborough. And really what we're talking about is GO Triangle and the Durham-Chapel Hill Planning Organization, MPO, being able to approve Orange County's plan that will provide more transit opportunities, just not here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but also to Hillsborough is going to be very critical. When the last plan was adopted, that included funding and provisions around light rail, which is now no longer a thing, and honestly something that Hillsborough was never going to benefit directly from anyway. I think being able to expand bus service up until Hillsborough would be very, very beneficial. And then, you know, of course, the biggest piece of that is going to be Hillsborough's train station, which we've already taken proactive steps to design the facility. We just amended our UDO to allow us to build a platform near the rail line. Believe it or not, our UDO didn't allow us to build close to a rail line. So that means ostensibly a platform. And so I think this is really going to help us get more bus service into Hillsborough and rural Orange County, as well as very critical funding for our train station, which is not just to get to Charlotte or get to Raleigh, but, you know, we'll be on a train line that will connect us to other points south, way south in some cases, and then all the way to Washington, D.C. and New York. And so Hillsborough specifically will definitely be part of a national rail network that will be very, I think, beneficial for transit and also for economic development.
I've talked about this a little bit with Jen, and we're visiting with Matt Hughes from Hillsborough. The website is hillsboroughnc.gov if you need information about Hillsborough. But I don't know, this train station hasn't really sunk in for me, like what this is going to mean for Hillsborough. What's the timeline on that?
So we've been talking about it for a while, and I'm 32, so high school wasn't that long ago, but I know we were talking about it that long ago, right? I think what it will mean is being able to take more cars off the road. I'm someone who works in downtown Durham. The idea that I could drive a mile from my house or walk when we get Ridgewalk built, that I could walk from Waterstone to the train station, hop the train, go to downtown Durham, I think it'll be transformational, not just in terms of our economy, but also the environment, congestion on I-40 and I-85. I think it'll be pretty cool. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm someone who goes to Washington, D.C. pretty regularly. It will make it that much easier to decide to take a train rather than go to RDU and take a plane to other points on the Eastern Seaboard. So I think it's going to be a very great thing that we can really highlight. And before my great-grandfather passed away, he would tell me about what it was like to take the train from Hillsborough to Durham, to Raleigh, to other places, and how easy it was because interstates weren't all that common, but you knew the train ran certain times of the day, certain number of times a day. And I think we can have that again, and I think that will also concentrate, especially as the state is talking about commuter rail, concentrate economic development along a corridor that will be very, very beneficial.
Wanted to shift gears a little bit. As much as I like thinking about being able to take a train to Washington, D.C., I do want to talk about the election that we have coming up, and we are in the home stretch of early voting here. This is our last Tuesday of early voting. We have no more Mondays or Sundays of early voting, so we're up against it now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, here in Orange County, we're having really strong early vote turnout. If you combine early voting and absentee voting, you know, we're pretty much at, if not exceeding, 2018, which was a pretty good year. Your listeners probably know I am a registered Democrat, so, you know, it was a pretty good year for Democrats in 2018. But more importantly, I think there are people who would have sat on the sidelines during this election who have decided to get involved, whether it's about issues like protecting our democracy or protecting a woman's right to choose. There are a lot of people that I've encountered who were not originally planning to vote in the 2022 election that are getting excited and motivated to vote. And I think that's really good for our democracy. I mean, I know that there's no races really contested at the local level, but there are so many races that are contested at the national level, whether it's the U.S. Senate, our congressional race, but the all-important Supreme Court and Court of Appeals races where they're going to be making a lot of decisions about congressional redistricting or contraception or how our democracy functions, that these races probably would not have gotten the same level of attention had it not been for several decisions out of the U.S. Supreme Court that's going to be very important here in North Carolina.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Town Commissioner Matt Hughes, and time flies. It's already 3:42. We got about a minute left. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, of course, we were just talking about the election. I think it's very important for people to vote. We have early voting locations all across Orange County, from Eflin to Hillsborough, all the way to Chapel of the Cross and Carrboro Town Hall, all the usual places. And I think it's really important for people to go out and vote. This election is not a foregone conclusion. It is going to come down to the wire. And I think not just for the United States Senate election, but every election on the ballot, I think is going to be incredibly close. And people believe that their vote doesn't matter. But I know there are people personally who have won or lost their elections by 100 votes, by 20 votes, whether that's in local office or statewide. And Sherry Beasley lost her Supreme Court race by 402 votes. That means 402 people out there believed that their vote didn't matter, and that built up. And so I just want to encourage everyone to go out and vote every year, but especially this year.
Matt Hughes from Hillsborough has been our guest. Thank you so much for making the time and coming down, and I look forward to our next visit.
Thank you so much.